Fehrbaz Gadar is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. We asked him about the political situation in Iran 1 year ago.
If you look at what happened a year ago before the election, there was quite a bit of hope that we would have relatively free and clear election and that the candidates would basically go to the poll and whoever won the votes would be president. There was quite a bit of excitement, particularly the 1 month before the election, there was quite a bit of excitement. But then all of a sudden, the results came out quicker than people thought. The results were not in line with what many had anticipated. And in particularly in the cities, in the urban areas where you have a lot of young people, they were really quite upset about it. And then you started having demonstrations against it that were right across the board, not just young, not just educated. The government basically was brutally stomping down on the demonstrations. And a number of people were shot, a number of people were put in jail, treated very terribly. And so there was a significant backlash by the government preventing any kind of demonstrations or objections to the results of the election. There was no real evaluation of what the results of the election were. So everything went under the, you know, sort of under the carpet.
And where are we now?
We're beginning to see a little bit of movement now. In the past 2 or 3 weeks, there were a number of green movement people that have been released, so about maybe 80 to 100 people have been released. But at the same time, in anticipation of this week and the following week, you'll have 100,000 besieged and paramilitary people who have been brought in the city. So on one hand, the government is releasing some of the people who objected to the election. But on the other hand, they're stomping down and bringing a significant amount of besieged and military. These are the paramilitary groups that are basically there in addition to the Revolutionary Guards are being brought into the major cities, particularly in Tehran and Isfahan, to make sure that everything stays calm.
And do you care to predict where we might be a year from now in Iran politically?
I believe that what we're going to see within the next year is some kind of a gradual resolution of the situation. This is going to be an economically difficult year for Iran. And so, therefore, they're going to have to make some kind of a gesture towards the green movement, or at least some of the leaders of the green movement. So I think things are going to be slightly better a year from now.
Fehrbaz Gadar with the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a professor at Penn State University. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.